as we go to the table of the Lord tonight, I want to continue on in this word that Paul incorporates in this message of the gospel. From Romans 10, from this 16th verse. Wherein he says, "For Isaiah saith, Lord," King James, "who has believed our report?" Who has put faith in what we told? So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ. One translation, and I like it, Goodspeed is the translator. He says, "And that hearing comes through the message about Christ." And this table of the Lord is about Christ. And we get a most wonderful report about Christ in this 53rd chapter of Isaiah that Paul is quoting here. And I would say that when Paul quotes Isaiah, opening verse of the 53rd chapter, he says, and King James says, "Who has believed our report?" I've often said, the English falls short. What the Hebrew in this passage says is, "Who has amened our report? Who has put no doubt in our report?" This table of the Lord, this table of grace, offers the body of Christ the opportunity to amen this report of Christ. What's the report? I have to correct. Well, actually, I don't have to. I'll let others do it. King James says in the third verse, he is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. Rotherham's translation says, "Despised was he and forsaken of men, a man of pains and familiar with sicknesses." That's a better translation of the Hebrew. Not sorrows and grief, pains and sicknesses. "And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised and rejected, and he was despised, and we esteemed him not." One translation has it. Not we hid our faces, God hid his face from us. Proper translation of the fourth verse. Yet surely our sicknesses he carried, and as for our pains, he bare the burden of them. Yet many did esteem him stricken and smitten of God and afflicted. We encounter that word in several afflicted in several places of the Old Testament, where God put leprosy on certain ones. One particular passage, when Miriam tried to raise herself up to be equal with Moses, God smote her with leprosy. She was to be blamed and suffered the consequence. But Isaiah goes on with his report and says, he was wounded for our transgressions, and he was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, this word chastisement has to do with punishment required for one's restoration. You know, there was a time in civilization where we get the word whipping boy from. Rather than whip the nobleman that was who was at fault and deserved whipping, there was one who stood in his place and was whipped for him. That which was required for our restoration is what the word means. For our peace, for our shalom, for our restoration to wholeness and wellness was upon him. And Isaiah tells us of Christ, and he says, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray, we have returned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him, that is Christ, the iniquity of us all. What's this report about Christ? Not only did the Lord lay on him all our iniquity, but he took upon himself all our sicknesses, infirmities, and diseases, and he bare them and the pains thereof away, as he did with all our sins, with all our transgressions, with all our rebellions, with all our iniquities. This is the hearing that comes through the message about Christ. In the 14th verse of the 52nd chapter of Isaiah, speaking of Christ, it said, "And the crowds were appalled on seeing him, so disfigured did he look, that he seemed no longer human." So marred beyond any man's was his appearance. I don't know that human comprehension is able to look upon what Christ, for our sake, became upon the cross. In our human experience, we have seen unbelievable deformities in the human body through sickness and disease. And yet Isaiah is giving a report that all of these Jesus took upon himself. And he did it that we might be healed. It doesn't say, I'm sorry, I misspoke. Isaiah, in his report, declares that through his stripes, we are healed, not might be healed, are healed. Peter, looking back at the same event, says, with his stripes after the fact now, with his stripes, ye were healed. That's the substance behind the symbol of this broken bread. And the cup represents the life of Christ, that life worth more than the whole world, which was given, which was paid, that we might be redeemed, that all our iniquities might be forgiven. As Christians, we go not about making ourselves righteous, but hearing the word of God, we go not about setting ourselves up as righteous or worthy. Paul doesn't talk in the 11th chapter of 1 Corinthians about worthy. He talks worthily. And this table is that opportunity of faith, that is to act upon the report about Christ, by partaking of these elements, worthily we listen to the report. And in our hearts have embraced it. And as we take the cup with our mouth, this is a real act of faith. With our mouth, as we take this cup, we say, thank you, Lord, for being merciful to me, a sinner. Take it in Jesus. Amen. As this second symbol was used by Christ when he broke the bread and said, this is my body which is broken for you. For what reason? Isaiah tells us in his report that with his stripes we are healed. And we, therefore, with our mouths declare as we take this bread in Jesus Christ, amening the report, that with his stripes, to the glory of God, we are healed. Amen.